In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria. And all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling cloths, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. When Christ was born, hope was ushered into our world. Joy filled the hearts of those who heard the news, and God's love was revealed to mankind. All of this was given to us in the most unusual of ways. The greatest gift ever given was wrapped in an innocent, fragile infant. God stepped down from his throne and into the very creation he had breathed into existence. He didn't cease to be a king in that moment. Instead, he came to share his royalty with us. Season contains the wonder of Christmas. Since the night angels filled the sky to announce the good news of the birth of a Savior, Christmas has offered hope to the hopeless and peace and goodwill to man. Children are filled with excitement as they spend the year awaiting the arrival of the holiday season. If your family is like many others, you have experienced the tradition of making Christmas lists in hopes to wake up early on Christmas morning to find those things you wanted most sitting beneath the tree. Can you recall some of those gifts that filled you with uncontrollable excitement? The very ones that had been hidden from you for weeks beneath the ribbons, bows, and wrapping paper? These are the gifts that most likely were at the top of your list, that you started well before Thanksgiving and strategically placed on tables, in a prominent spot on the refrigerator, and under your parents' pillow for them to be discovered. Even as children, we go to extreme lengths to ensure our greatest wishes come true. But what if we had the zeal and passion of children for the dreams we dream as adults? Can we believe the impossible with the same wide-eyed wonder that we did so many years ago? Even more, what if we made our list and did everything within our power to see our greatest wishes come true?